This podcast is brought to you by PodPro Australia.
Welcome to the My Business Podcast, where we sit down with local businesses and we talk about who they are, where they come from, and what inspires them to be in business.
Hello there, listeners. Welcome back to the My Business Podcast. Today, we're diving into the world of custom clothing with the owner, Sharon Gatti from Absolute Apparel. Sharon's going to bring us insights from the front lines of the apparel industry and share everything that we need to know about looking good. So let's dive in and find out how personalized gear can make a difference for any team or business. Sharon, welcome to the My Business Podcast.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you for having me.
Excellent. Now, apparel. Everyone wants to look good. So, look, give us a rundown on what you offer and, what sparked the idea. How did you get into the business?
Okay. Well, how long have you got, really? But I guess what we offer is business-to-business uniforms. So between sort of Brisbane, Sunshine Coast, down to the Northern Rivers.
Okay.
But we do deliver and provide uniforms for customers all throughout Australia.
Okay, so you can do all over Australia.
Absolutely, okay. Yep. I guess more locally we can give a little bit more personalised service, but even interstate and all around Australia we give the best possible service that we can give while we're not physically there.
Sure, okay.
And so that's what we offer, and we offer from the very beginning, from sampling right through to delivery.
Okay.
So we offer decoration, we offer sizing, we offer samples to all of our customers.
Yep.
So that's, I guess, it in a nutshell.
Yep.
How the idea came up is really interesting. So it was really I'd been a hairdresser for like 23 years.
Okay.
And
this is a pretty big change.
Massive change. Massive change, yes, but no. Like, I think when I was hairdressing, you know, the goal always is to make sure that your customer is 100% happy.
Yep.
So,
and looking good.
Absolutely. And looking good. So from that point of view, it's not all that different.
No.
But certainly from everything else, like a procedure point of view, completely different.
Yeah.
So that was sort of me at the time. My parents had been running various different businesses my whole life. And so they were in a space where they were sort of looking for something. I was in a space where I was still loving my hairdressing, but I was just really looking for a change.
Needed something new. Yep.
Yes. And so I guess it really started, we were all kind of looking for something together, but my dad is a real numbers guy and he would always, any business that he had ever looked at, he'd always sort of crunch the numbers. And during this time he couldn't find a business that he thought he would like and where all the numbers kind of stacked up. He saw a little ad in a paper.
Really?
About someone, you know, basically you could train for a few days on sizing fabrics, all that kind of thing, and, you know, start your own business. So he kind of investigated it a bit further, and then we all kind of got in and did a bit of market research on the Gold Coast. About what other businesses were around. And what we found was then, so this is actually our 20th year. We just had our 20th birthday in January.
Wow.
So we found way back then that on the Gold Coast, if you didn't have like, you know, a team of 15 people or more, you couldn't get any personalized service.
Right. Yep.
Like, as in, you couldn't get anyone to go out and take samples to you. You had to go to the uniform shop,
sure,
right?
Yep.
And so we kind of thought, you know what, the Gold Coast is largely
smaller businesses in that bracket.
Correct.
Yeah.
So what happens to these guys? You know, they have to find time out of their day, and as you know, a lot of small business owners work big hours.
Yeah.
So we kind of figured there was a little niche in the market there for small business to really get some nice personalised service.
And I'd imagine over that 20 years is probably about the time when a lot of small businesses went to having uniforms as well. You know, you remember back in the 80s, 90s, you know, a lot of small teams didn't bother with uniforms.
Fantastic
little niche to come across.
Yeah. So it was a great niche. So we went and we did some training with these people. They had been in the fabric garment uniform industry for a lot of years. So they had a lot of knowledge to teach. So we were like little sponges and sucked all of that out of them. And they also put us in touch with a few manufacturers mm-hmm. who had factories mm-hmm. here. And I think the beauty about that we liked was, you know, when you're looking after a small business, we had no, there's no minimum order quantities. You know, you want to order direct offshore or something like that, you've got to have some pretty big minimums.
Yep.
And then you've got to hold stock.
Mm.
And we didn't want to do that as a brand new business. So by being in touch with some of the manufacturers who had everything made overseas but warehoused them here, if we wanted to order two shirts, we could order two shirts.
Get the two shirts and get them to them quickly.
Correct. And that's what we loved about the business model was that it just encompassed small business.
Well, look, my next question was, you know, what does set you apart? But I think you're starting to answer that for us already. So it's the customer service aspect and being able to give service to smaller businesses that just the big boys won't. Being able to service, small quantity orders and still get deliveries out there fast. And really, I guess, narrowing in on that niche of that, is it, would you say, the 15 sort of or less sort of employee business?
Well, it's funny you say that because when we started, and we still have a no minimum order policy.
Fantastic.
Lots of people, when they contact us, say, what's the minimum order? There is no minimum order. And that's how we started because we believed that even if it was a one-person business, if we gave them great service and we looked after them, we don't know that they don't know a bigger company who does have 20 employees or 100 or 200 employees. So
does it matter whether the customer's one person who's really happy or an owner who's got 20 people? They're happy, they're going to tell other people.
Correct. And so that was our belief and that's how we started. And we still believe that. We are still that way and we still want all of our customers to be happy. That's our end focus, whether it is one or two people in the team or whether they have a team of a couple of hundred.
Fantastic. Okay, tell us about the gear you supply. Now, for anyone watching for us on YouTube, this shirt did come from Sharon and her team, and I'm incredibly happy with what you did for me. But this, I guess, is your stock standard. You've got your polos with your company logos. Talk us through the range of gear that you do.
Okay, the range that we have is huge. So we literally do anything from like dye sublimated sports gear, T-shirts, caps, polo shirts, business shirts, hospitality, workwear, safety wear, really through to full corporate three-piece suits.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
So just about anything.
Just about anything. What we don't do is, I guess we don't do formal school uniforms.
Right.
That's what we don't do.
Okay.
But certainly we can help with the sports uniforms, you know, as the polos and the skorts or the shorts and stuff like that. Definitely we can help with that, but not the formal school uniform.
Sure. Okay. So do you have your own catalogue or how do people go about seeing what you've got? Is it the website? How do people have a look through your range?
Okay, so we deal with over 30 different manufacturers.
Yep.
So we probably have the most vast range available. And so depending on what our customer wants would depend on where we direct them to.
Sure,
so
makes sense.
Normally we would say go to the website because we've pulled the best out of, you know, the most popular garments out of every manufacturer and put on our website.
Sure.
Having said that, there's a whole heap that's not on our website. So I guess our first go-to would be go to the website, find something that you like or you like the look of. If you can't, flick us an email, hit our contact page, send us an email and give us a brief.
You're gonna be able to find it, aren't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. So give us a brief for what you're looking for, and then we will be able to come up with some styles and everything that are fitting with what you're saying. We'll normally come back and forth with a few questions like, we want to know what you do. We want to know because we want to give you something that's going to be functional for what you're doing in the uniform. So if it's just sitting in an office to if it's something
physical.
In a warehouse doing physical work, it's going to be a completely different uniform.
And how much wear it's got, et cetera.
Correct.
And how important is it for teams to feel good in you know what they're wearing?
You know, I think ultimately that's what we're all about. We try and bridge the gap between, you know, what the business owner, how he wants his team to present, but we also know that if the team hate their uniform and they hate putting it on every day to go to work, then that's not a great connection. So what we try and do is bridge that gap, and we work with the business owner and we work with a few key people in the business to find out what works for their team, what their team are going to love, and then marry it to what the business owner wants as far as his presentation for his team and his business. If we can marry that up, then we have a bunch of team members who pull their uniform on every single day and love it, and we've got a business owner that's really happy. To us, that helps provide an incredible team culture and a lot of productivity. Obviously, there's lots of other variables that add to that as well, but as far as uniforms go, we believe if we can get that right, which is always our goal, then we've got a happy business owner and we've got a happy productive team.
I love that. And look, the level of service that you're talking about, you just would not find that with the bigger suppliers. I don't know where you'd find that in any other apparel business. So you're really going above and beyond. I absolutely love it. So you've also got a showroom where people can come and have a look at, I've been in there. I've seen where you can actually try, you know, I know you can send out samples and things, but you can actually come in there and try things on.
Absolutely. So essentially, our showroom is full of lots of different samples. So, you know, sometimes it's one of those things. It's even like, you know, buying a house, for example. Sometimes you don't know what you want until you see it.
Yep.
And so in that instance, it's a perfect opportunity to come into the showroom and have a look. And obviously, we've got team members there who can help you, who are really experienced in our industry. And what will work for you best and be able to help our customers best. So they can try everything on that's there.
Feel the different fabrics.
Feel all the different fabrics, you know. Everyone has their own different tastes and different ideas of styling that they want to go with. So we offer a massive range for that, and we have a really good showroom that shows that.
So you talked about businesses being a, you know, your number one sort of client target area group, but you mentioned also sporting teams. So sporting teams can come to you. Can you design different, you know, teams have different kits each year.
Yeah.
They want a different design. Is that something they can come to you and you can do a design for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do that for a few sporting teams. So you tend to hear the term dye sublimation around a little bit now.
Yep.
And we
explain that to me.
Okay. So what dye sublimation is you can have your own design, whatever it is. We obviously get your logo and we get a bit of a feel for your business and how you would like the shirt to look. And we supply you with a few designs. And what happens when you choose that design is that the fabric all starts out as blank white and your design is dyed into that shirt.
In its specific dimensions, designs,
correct.
Lines.
Correct. So think the netball uniforms that you might, you might see, like the NRL,
yep.
the AFL uniforms, they're all dye sublimated right. now.
Yep.
When they do a special multicultural round, you know, there's a new strip.
Yep.
Yep. But it's not only for sporting teams. So we also do that for some of our businesses. Some of our businesses who might have a special events team where they're going to different events and they all want them to be in a uniform, they'll put them in a dye sublimated polo. Right. So
yep.
Also we do it for businesses who just don't want to have stock service, standard polo that sometimes they go out and maybe, you know, see other people in. Sure. They want something that no one else is ever going to have, and that's what they can have when they go dye.
So you can just design your own, anything you want, pretty much. Wow.
There are some limitations around it in terms of fabric and style and stuff like that, but certainly like polo shirts, T-shirts, singlets, the netball uniforms, the jackets, a tracksuit kind of situation, all that kind of stuff is not a problem with dye sub.
Fantastic.
Even down to your button-up shirts now they wow. can do as well.
Amazing, yep. amazing. Yep.
And, you know, that space is evolving all the time.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Now, you've talked that your niche is sort of that smaller business, but that doesn't stop you with larger orders and bigger business as well. You definitely can fulfil that sort of level of client as well, can't you?
Yes, absolutely. So to be honest, probably what we would call our target market now would be businesses that have a team of, say, 10 to 200.
Sure. So it has moved up the scale a bit.
Correct. That's our perfect niche.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that we haven't done jobs for bigger companies, because we have. It's not to say that we still won't do, you know, your one-man tradie, because we absolutely do that as well.
Sure.
But that is our target, our niche, that 10 to 200.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So for businesses or teams thinking about custom apparel, what's the first steps they should take with you guys, and how do you guide them through the process?
Okay. So first of all, let me say that we don't make all of our items custom.
Sure.
So we deal with 40 different manufacturers, but what we do is personalize those uniforms for everybody. So I guess the first step would be to call our office or to jump on our website, have a look around, and hit us up on the contact page.
Yep.
That would be the first step. We can take it from there. We'll ask you some questions just so we can really find out what you're doing, you know, what you're doing in these uniforms, how you want them to last, and what you need from them.
I love this. So you get really involved in what understanding their end use, what they want them for, rather than just, I'd imagine the bigger guys just, well, you tell us what you want, we'll get it for you.
Yeah.
But you want to get involved and say, well, and even basically consult.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we do. We give a consultation first, and you can almost see the people on the other end of the phone going, what? Yeah.
Don't you just do clothes?
How come I just can't order some work shirts, you know? But we just like to try and make sure that we're giving them the best possible option for what they do.
There's a care factor there.
Oh, for sure. Mm. I mean, everything we do in all of our processes along the way is always to make sure that we have a really happy customer at the end.
Yep.
In any kind of process, especially with ours as well, there's room for human error.
Yep.
But we actually have almost like a two-step authentication, I guess, if you like. Like at every step, someone else is on their step, they're double-checking that first step.
Right.
So we're trying to always make sure that our customer's happy at the end. So they contact us, we take them, send them some samples, they decide what they like. If they're happy to go ahead, we will actually provide them, obviously if they're local, we do it personally. Otherwise we send, and we will send them all the sizes in the style and the colour that they need for their team to size.
Fantastic.
I
was going to ask, how do you ensure sizing? Because that must be a tricky thing. I know when I order just one thing online, do I get it right for myself, but let alone for a whole set of, you know, different shapes and sizes. How do you handle the sizing?
So there's lots of different shapes and sizes out there, and it's really difficult to put everybody in one thing. Mm. So this comes along with the consultation.
Right.
When we're talking about their team, about what different styles and sizes there are. And what I would normally recommend every time is to pick three styles that complement and coordinate with one another, but that there's something there for everybody. And then they can choose. They feel like they're having a choice in what they're going to wear to work, which helps empower them, all part of the team culture thing. And you also get, as the business owner, your team presenting the way that you would like them to present. So everybody's feeling heard, everyone's needs are being met. And I guess the other thing that we do, you know, sizing isn't perfect for everybody. So there's lots of situations where we do alterations.
Yep.
And so when we go in to size a team, we can organise the alterations for them then. It might just be that the hem needs to come up a little bit. It might mean that the shoulders need to come up a little bit. It might need a little press stud here or there. But all of that we can do, and we absolutely can organise that on site while we're there, so that when their team get their uniform, they fit them perfectly. They don't then have to get their uniform and run it off to an alterations lady or something like that. So we just try and make it fit as best as we possibly can, so everyone is happy at the end.
Fantastic. Look, it's an amazing end-to-end service that you offer here, Sharon. I mean, I think it's pretty clear for anyone out there, you know, listening, and you want your team looking and feeling their absolute best, then Absolute Apparel is definitely the place to get all your gear. Now, to explore all of your offering, that's absoluteapparel.com.au. And that's the first port of call. That's where you can see most of your offerings, but if you haven't got what you're after, get in touch, jump on the contact form, because you can pretty much source anything. And you're located in Arundel, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right.
What's
Arundel
your address?
On the Gold Coast. Our address is Unit 39 at 38 Kendor Street, Arundel, on the Gold Coast.
39 of 38 Kendor Street in Arundel. So not too far, just up the road from Southport, really, isn't it?
It is, just up the road from Southport. I always say to people, we're right behind Bunnings at Arundel.
Ah, okay, yep, not too far back from Brisbane Road there.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Yes. Okay, well, look, Sharon, thank you so much for joining me on the My Business podcast. I just didn't realise how much was really involved in, in business and sporting apparel, what can be done, and just your level of service is absolutely outstanding. So, look, really enjoyed our chat. I'm sure our listeners have. And like I said, once again, for, you know, you want your team looking and feeling their best, Sharon is definitely the person to see at Absolute Apparel. Sharon, thank you for coming on the My Business podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Adam. I've really enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening to the My Business podcast. If you want to be on our podcast, please reach out to the team on all our socials at mybusiness.pod.